The city of Bronson welcomed runoff election winner Katie Parks Bogart April 6th as she was sworn in by Judge James T. Browning. It wasn't an easy win for Bogart, as the first election ended in a tie, with Bogart and her competitor, Jerry L. Mongo, each receiving 77 votes. With the tie in place, a runoff election was conducted on March 24th, where Bogart won by 22 votes. Bogart was relieved the runoff election did not end in a tie, because the winner then would have been decided by flipping a coin.
Thank God there was not a coin flip, because that's just in the charter, that's the rules, and that's what we would have done. Thankfully, people came out and they voted, so there wasn't a coin toss. That would have been interesting.
Bogart was not the only one concerned about the runoff election also ending in a tie. Bronson Mayor Franklin Schuler says changes need to be made in the event of a tie.
According to the charter, that if it was a tie on the second vote, then we would have had to flip a coin. I think that what we need to do as a council is go back to the drawing table and sit down and so it never be the tie no more.
Come to find out, there was more than just one tie in this election process. The town council held a meeting where six citizens showed interest in the vacant council seat. Bronson resident Mary Tracy says there was a tie in the voting for a candidate to run against Bogart.
The council members present, the four people present, because one seat was vacated, took a vote. And two people voted for me, and two people voted for Jerry Mongo.
Now, only 22% of Bronson registered voters turned out the first time, and 32% for the runoff election. Council members hope to see a better turnout for the fall election. Mayor Schuler gives his thoughts on how candidates can increase voter turnout.
The only way I know is for the candidates to go from door to door, because it could get more expensive. Expensive, that means that it could be advertised better, and the candidates could go see 300 and 400 people apiece, and that should increase it too.
This was a special election due to a retired councilman, which means Bogart will have to run for re-election in September. Bogart thanks everyone who voted for her, and she is anxious to show Bronson why she was the right person for City Council Seat 2. Will Benner, WUFT News.